to assist in this point of the gospel to R&B transition, I'd like my friends Wilson Pickett and Aaron Neville to speak about their gospel influences.
I still think that although I'm singing rhythm and blues, I still feel I'm singing gospel, you know, because that's the way it sounds, you know, that's the way it comes out. It's just hard stuff, you know. It seemed like we're still singing gospel, me and Aretha, Patti LaBelle, who was the other one, Gladys Knight, yeah, Al Green, naturally, you know. Well, we're still singing gospel.
When I was a youngster, I used to sit on my grandmother's lap, and she'd be listening to Dr. Daddio, and he was the gospel disc jockey, and he'd be playing stuff, Mahalia and Brother Joe Mays and the Blind Boys, Clara Ward, Dixie Hummingbirds, and all them people.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe,
you know, and I would be listening to this, you know, and as I grew up, my brother Art was like one of my first inspirations to sing, you know, because he was the first singer, you know. Him and a guy named Issachar Garden, and they'd sit out on the park bench and sing, you know, like Sonny Till and the Oreos and the Flamingos and all those old groups, you know, the Spaniels, the Moonglows, you know, and that was like fascinating to me. But by me hearing the gospel stuff, you know, hearing, I hear the connection, you know, like the Sonny Till and the Oreos, they did Crying in the Chapel. Now, you know, you'd go to a party, people were dancing on it, you know, like slow dance, but it was, to me, it was a spiritual thing, you know? Yeah. And it was, so all that intermingled, and I was also a cowboy. I used to go to movie and see Roy Rogers and Gene Archer and them guys, you know, and I'd yodel and, you know, so I guess through the years, and then when I was about 13, I didn't realize Sam Cooke was as old as he was later on in years, but I must have been 13 when I first heard him sing song called Any Day. One of these mornings I'm going home, you know.
It's
yeah. And I said, wow, because most of the stuff before that was like a lot of hollering and screaming, you know. And Sam was just so smooth. I said, oh, wait a minute, no, that's it, you know. Yeah. So I started following Sam Cooke, you know, and I'd sing along with him lick for lick, whatever he do, I'd try to do it, you know. And I was listening to Clyde McFadden, and so it was like it was medicine to me. Whatever else was happening in the world, it really didn't matter to me. As long as I could hit them notes with the Flamingos or with the Blind Boys, whoever, you know. The yeah. Blind Boys there, the old Our Father, mm-hmm. at the Lord's Prayer, the way they did it, you know, oh, Our Father. You know, that was like chill bump, you know.